Joshua chapter 2. Joshua secretly sent two men out of Shittim as spies, saying, "Go view the land, including Jericho." They went and came into the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab and slept there. The king of Jericho was told, "Behold, men of the children of Israel came in here tonight to spy out the land." Right, so Jericho was a city with a huge wall that went all around it, and we're told that they went in there and the gate was shut. And of course, they would have stood out as different to all the people who lived in Jericho. And the people of Israel were camped just the other side of the Jordan River. And of course, the people of Jericho knew that the Israelites were thinking about attacking them. They'd have been very on the lookout for any spies. The two spies walked in through the gate. Their gate shuts and they think, "Oh no, we're stuck in this city, and everyone's looking at us like we're a bit strange. What, we must get off the street." So they quickly went into the house of this woman who was a bad woman, and they slept there. And the king of Jericho was told that these Israelites had come in. And so the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who've entered into your house, for they've come to spy out all the land." The woman took the two men and concealed them. Then she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I don't know where they came from." It happened about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I don't know. "Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hid them under the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. So the men of Jericho chased them the way to the Jordan to the fords. As soon as those who chased them had gone out, they shut the gate. So she saved these Israelite spies by telling a lie, by saying, "Oh yeah, two guys came here and then they went. I don't know who they were. Chase after them, you might catch them. That's the way they went, go that way." When actually they were hiding on her roof under the stalks of flax. It was a bit like hide and seek, but if they'd have caught them, of course, they would have killed them.
I'm hide and seek is a bit like that. She found them, and then somewhere else, she's going to hide.
Yeah, but it was more than a game. More than a game. Before they had laid down, Rahab came up to the spies on the roof, and she said to the men, "I know that Yahweh has given you the land, and that the fear of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we heard how Yahweh dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og, whom you destroyed. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more spirit in any man because of you. For Yahweh, your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." Well, isn't this amazing that this woman, who was a bad woman, she had come to believe in Yahweh, the God of Israel. And she really believed that he was the true God, but she was there, stuck in Jericho, that was shut up and closed. She couldn't go out, she couldn't leave it, and she knew that she was a sinner. And so there she was thinking, "Well, I do believe in this great God of Israel. I so wish I could be part of all that, but I can't be." And then, ding dong, there's a knock on the door, and there's two guys standing there, and you think, "Ah, these are Israelites. Wow, how weird is that? Come in, come in." And then she hides them, and this is her salvation. So it just shows you that somebody can be in a very dark place, in an apparently hopeless situation, but God can send people to them to save them. And that person that's sent could be you and me. So she said, "Now therefore, please swear to me by Yahweh, since I have dealt kindly with you," like she saved their lives, "that you also will deal kindly with my father's family and give me a true token. Please save alive my father, my mother, my brothers and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." The men said to her, "Our life for yours, if you don't talk about this business of ours. And it shall be, when Yahweh gives us the land," they had such faith, you see, that he would, "that we will deal kindly and truly with you." Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she lived on the wall. She said to them, "Go to the mountain, lest the pursuers find you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, go on your way." The men said to her, "We will be guiltless of this your oath, which you have made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, you shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which you used to let us down." That's how they were going to know that this was her house, and that they knew they were to go in there and save her. "You shall gather to yourself into the house your father, mother, brothers, and all your father's family. And it shall be that whoever goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be guiltless. Whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand is on him." So it's a bit like the Passover, and the scarlet cord was a bit like putting the blood on the doorposts. She said, "According to your words, so be it." She sent them away, and they departed. She tied the scarlet rope in the window. They left and came to the mountain, stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had returned. Then the two men returned, passed over, and came to Joshua. They told him all that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "Truly, Yahweh has delivered into our hands all the land, and all the inhabitants of the land melt in fear before us." Now, you remember, 38 years ago, these spies had gone out and come back and said, "Oh, these people live in huge cities with great big walls. We can't possibly take them. They're too strong for us. We're just like little puny grasshoppers. These are giants. We can't fight these people." But actually, you learn from Rahab and what she says, that when Israel crossed the Red Sea, they were all scared stiff. So actually, it would have been so easy for them to take those cities, but they looked at the walls and said, "Nah, that's too big." And so with us, we might think that it's too hard for us to get into the kingdom, but it's not, because it's not like an obstacle course that God's making it difficult. God wants us to be in his kingdom.
It's not an obstacle course, is it, you know, or sports thing, which is you to go to school, which is really hard to do. And getting through God's kingdom is so easy because he just got into heaven.
Well, yeah, we won't go into heaven. The kingdom of God won't be in heaven. The kingdom will be here on the earth. But that's right. It's not an obstacle course. It's not so difficult. We really can easily get there because God wants us to be there. He's not making it difficult.